The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your host for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo.
So today's show, we have G. Sivalingam and Austin Hyland, co-founders of Token Garage. And we're really here talking about blockchain decentralization and just all the confusion that's been going on with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, the rise and fall of that cryptocurrency. And through all that, there's still a lot of value, and we're still very early on in this whole concept of blockchain and distributed ledger. So the Tulip Conference, that starts off with an enterprise conference. There's going to be a block producer summit. And there's then going to be a two-day workshop and a hackathon. I mean, you guys have really put a lot of content into this conference.
Yes, we've been working on this for a while. So we are, as I said, Tulip Conference, the number one question we're trying to answer is that, is this really a bubble? How do you answer that question is to bring the best experts in the world that have not only studied this technology, but also have implemented and have some lessons learned that they could share with us. So we've gone to the furthest parts of the world and found these people and put them together. And we're going to be talking about a lot of important use cases, right? Like one area I mentioned is IoT security. The way the content is programmed is that there is use cases that are relevant to enterprises, and they're experts that can help enterprises understand how this will relate to the blockchain. So that's how we're programming. And then for these 2 days conferences, we have something called the Block Producer Summit or the Miner Summit. EOS is a blockchain platform, I'm actually an EOS community member. I run the EOS community here.
On the West Coast.
So we are launching the summit as a forum for people who want to kind of provide infrastructure or do mining, is our block production for US blockchain or any other blockchain can come in and learn about how to provide supporting infrastructure to help a blockchain network, right? That's part of it. And also we have an enterprise mixer. This is a very focused conference. Every piece is being programmed in a way that leads to the next step. So you will see it's an immersive experience that you go from step one to step two to step three. So we have an enterprise mixer where if you're a startup, the hardest thing is for these startups to get in front of these execs, right? So we're trying to bring these execs and these young startups to kind of brush shoulders and exchange ideas. Of course, we have this two-day immersive EOS workshop. As I said, EOS is a blockchain that is the mainnet's going live on June 1st. So we're working on a full-blown immersive workshop experience where you will learn the nuts and bolts of how EOS works, below the API layer, above the API layer, and then able to write smart contracts, learn how to write smart contracts. And it's a two-day course, and the content is not available anywhere else. We're customizing this content for all types of audiences. And then you could take this two-day learning, and apply and build a dApp. And we have a hackathon where you can literally build a dApp.
Let me hold you right there because I don't think everybody knows what a dApp is. Or Austin, why don't you explain what a dApp is?
Yeah, instead of sort of the app that you would look at from a few years ago in the mobile space, with the concept of decentralization, you see a distributed app or decentralized app that people are making. And that's happening on lots of different platforms that all support smart contracts. So on Ethereum now, you would see that, and several other competing platforms. I think what you see with EOS and this generation of blockchains, and that's really why I think G and I decided to put the Tulip Conference together, is because both of us have watched this industry grow to a point where I think we're past having a conference saying, "Hey, the rest of the world, blockchain is a real technology, take us seriously, which was the beginning. And then we saw most of last year was, hey, I have a really good idea and I want money for it. And now we've seen, like G said, the lessons learned. We've seen consensus algorithms change from things like proof of work, which does the mining and sort of people say wastes a lot of electricity, to things like delegated proof of stake or proof of stake, where now those miners, so to speak, are actually offering distributed storage and processing for people. So it's another sort of generation or iteration of where we're at. And so I think by supporting and educating people on those technologies, as well as giving them an opportunity and teaching them how to develop on the chains that have actually been built, is really one of the focuses here.
Thank you, Austin. I think that's really where the value is for me personally, right? I think in terms of the circles I run in, kind of bridging between boomers and Xers and millennials and understanding this technology, why I bring that up is that a lot of people jumped in to blockchain, and we did a show called Fear of Missing Out or FOMO when I had Doug Park of Park and the Bodge on. And really, there's this wave of people trying to jump on, but they didn't understand, or they still don't understand, that this is really like, I say, the internet in 1995. Internet 95, and I used the example a week ago, was that you could take out a significant portion of the internet by a bad routing call, right? I was saying that my first 3 weeks at Cisco Systems, we took out the Western United States and the entire internet because of a bad router in a lab. So that's behind a no firewall yet, right? And that's really where everybody rushing into blockchain right now, this is like anyone, whatever analogy you want to use. So even there's like a crypto conference or a blockchain conference like every other day in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. And you've got, and I love them because some of my friends, but you get the same speakers over and over again and kind of talk the same topics over and over again, right? But the difference this time, and that's why it's almost hard for through the noise to understand why this conference is different. Like people are going to even ask, what's EOS versus Ethereum? Thinking that Ethereum was kind of the end of blockchain progression technology. And they don't know that even though EOS is also going to be important, there's still even more advances in blockchain coming. And so when I look at the agenda, and you guys can go more into this, but I look at people like Michael Huth from Imperial College London of the computer science department. I think about that these are folks that have been in the trenches of developing technology that people don't even know exist because people are still wrapped up in trying to turn ICOs and trying to make money off of crypto. So who else is coming to this conference?
We are bringing our principles. It's the T. The T is an inch deep and an inch wide. If you fall afoul of this framework, you kind of go into the weeds or you're just at the surface and people don't understand any of it, right? You know, so we've kind of followed this T principle. We're bringing in experts who are, like Michael Huth, you mentioned, is a great professor from the Department of Computing from a very reputable institution called Imperial College London. And he's going to be walking us through literally the evolutionary steps that are going on in adopting this technology. That's the number one thing. You have to get the fundamentals, right? The foundation. And then we're also bringing in enterprise experts who have expertise in their own domain. So this is just not a blockchain conference. This is people who have expertise in their own fields who can come to our conference. We're going to come to our conference and explain what the problems are and what they think how blockchain could help. What are the myths, right? So it's really there's a lot of these falsehoods floating around of what blockchain can or cannot do. The idea is to figure out what those are. That's this whole conference is all about, like busting those myths and providing a level of expertise, a level of insight so that could kind of inch the needle of learning a bit more so that there is a bit of clarity for you to move to the next step. And by the way, there are over 100 open public ledgers that are available other than Bitcoin and Ethereum. And unfortunately, you probably haven't interacted with them because you're kind of seldom fed this Bitcoin mania or the ICO mania BS all the time, right? So our idea is to kind of expose or kind of we call emerging technologies meet enterprise. The reason being is that there's emerging blockchain technologies that are coming out of the woodworks like almost like every day, and they need the same attention as Bitcoin or Ethereum because they're really solving a problem within their own vertical or within their own domain. So we want to provide, we want to like kind of curate them and find people, curate them and have those experts explain in a way that touches key industry pain points. You call it like security, or you may call it privacy, or you may call it data integrity, or you might call it like, you know, building good behavior on open networks. So you have all these awesome topics. We have about 6 to 8 themes that we've come up with that we want to touch that can relate, as I said, still following the T symbol, where we'll go on the surface and we also can go on the deep. So that's why this conference is 6 days.
Thanks, G. All those different aspects you're talking about. Two-day enterprise meets blockchain conference, 1 day block producer summit, enterprise mixer so people can actually share ideas and thoughts, 2 day workshop on EOS, and then the final day hackathon conference. But for an emerging technology conference, it's actually really not that even that expensive either. So I think it's going to be a great time. For more information on Token Garage or Tulip Conference, email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN.
Actually, for a crypto, or no, sorry, not a crypto conference, but for an emerging technology conference, it's actually really not that even that expensive either. So I think it's going to be a great time. For more information on Token Garage or Tulip Conference, email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN.
Content is actually...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.